This is John Batchelor. A conversation about the Strait of Hormuz did not lead to revelation. The four choices, according to the New Yorker critic, are escalation, continuing the status quo of bomb, 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 leave the region, declaring victory, or enter into talks, which is possibly where we are. Although the rumors are unclear. There are rumors in all directions. Deliberate ambiguity by all sides. Iran is not surrendering, even though its major leadership is now gone. There's new major leadership. The U.S. has not decided whether it's going to land troops on Karg Island and the coastline or not, although they're said to be headed in. That could be more talk. No way of knowing. Mr. Trump talks to the media all the time, and there's never clarity, deliberately no clarity. Although it does seem less than serious to continue spinning lines such as the Ayatollah and I will run the Strait of Hormuz, said Mr. Trump. No clarity. There are other things to talk about besides the war and the Strait of Hormuz, but that is holding up the markets, and the markets watch for any sign of any indication of a stepping down from this confrontation. Ed Luce at the Financial Times wrote a column from Armageddon to the taco trade that pretty much describes the swings of moods as the market wants to go forward. There are things to be done. It's springtime. Growth is at hand. The American economy is doing well, was doing extremely well before Mr. Trump decided to go to war with Iran now. And we don't have any clarity. We don't have a mission statement. We don't have the goal. We have many, and then they change again. Right now, the analysis that I like is that open Strait of Hormuz, and we'll give you this and the end. Maybe it'll be a ceasefire. Don't know. There was a moment tonight, though, where I could talk about something besides the war. This is planetary defense from asteroids. There was an experiment by NASA and our guest, Rahil Makhidia, in 2021-22, called DART, where an object was driven into a binary, that is, one small satellite, asteroid, spinning around the larger asteroid, like a moon. The smaller one is 176 meters across, the larger one 760 meters across, and drove an object into the smaller one. It's a rubble pile. That changed its revolution around the larger one and also changed the direction and the speed of both together, demonstrating that you can move asteroids that are headed in or very close to headed into the planet Earth with a contact, a push, although I'm not quite sure how they'd render how they hit it, because once they hit, it tossed up debris that then fell back down, moving it again. But an experiment that was successful. And Rahil then took our unlimited budget and looked for what else he could do to prepare for the day when there's one headed in. Maybe he will not be alive, but somebody will inherit the notes that they're watching, that they're taking about how to stop it. Rahil said, we can look out about 100 years. So we're looking ahead. Although there will always be surprises like those interstellar comets. Anyway, it's great fun. I enjoyed it a great deal. Something other than the fog of war and the information warfare that's going on in the Middle East, in Ukraine, everywhere. There's more to the show, chiefly about how we can't get clarity on the Strait of Hormuz, which has been 500 years of commerce at the center of the story. So my conversation with Thaddeus McCotter, my friend, is how did the White House not take into account that Iran had the power to do this? Where was the planning? We don't know. We wait. Thank you for listening. Good night.